Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Many remember the Biden plan for canceling student debt, which was struck down by the Supreme Court in July 2023. The plan called for forgiving up to $20,000 in student debt for some borrowers, but not all of them. Hence, part of the problem, I would imagine. Keep in mind, not offering forgiveness to all debtors is considered by many to be unfair. Fast forward to today, and the ranks of those pushing for debt forgiveness has continued to grow. Of course, once you put an idea in people's heads that they can get out of their debt, the imagination of how good that would have been never leaves, so of course they continue to push for it. After the initial proposal was struck down, Washington tweaked some things and moved ahead with at least part of the initiative. From the Washington Capitol website on February 21st, 2024, today President Biden announced the approval of $1.2 billion in student debt cancellation for almost 153,000 borrowers currently enrolled in the Savings on a Valuable Education Repayment Plan. To date, the Biden-Harris administration has now approved nearly $138 billion in student debt cancellation, encompassing 3.9 million borrowers through more than two dozen executive actions. The arguments for and against such loan forgiveness are hotly debated. Some argue not all student debtors will benefit and this is therefore unfair. Others who owe money but did not or will not qualify because of a technicality or outside the debt limit or time frames of the program are stinging and therefore steaming with resent. Still others are against using taxpayer money to forgive the debt of people that knew well and good what they were signing when they promised to pay back what they borrowed. Then there are many that say paying off anyone's legal debt amounts to fostering an entitlement society that more and more people would take advantage of. This might result in even more petitions for funds from the public purse to cover other costs, not related to student debt at all, but more to life's costs in general. Supporters of the relief programs believe education is a God-given right, or at least lean towards the idea that student debt relief leads to the betterment of society in general by educating more people and then subsequently relieving them of the ongoing burden of that debt so that they will have funds to support themselves. No doubt many of the supporters of such programs owe money themselves, and can you blame them for petitioning to make their debt, or at least some of it, go away for good? The program included reimbursement to students that were defrauded or otherwise didn't get what they paid for due to criminal victimization or bankruptcy of the educational institution, and there are good reasons to at least debate such reimbursements. The issue is a hot one, with detractors and supporters on both sides. At the risk of sounding harsh, I believe in paying your bills, regardless of whatever good reason you can come up with not to. Your obligation and promise to pay should not be randomly applied to just some loans as one sees fit, but to all loans, in my opinion. Car loans, home loans, student loans, or whatever. If you signed your name to it, along with your signature, comes your integrity and your promise to pay. As for student loans, if you borrowed the money for your education, it is your education, after all. In this new age of bailouts, however, perhaps failing in a big pack, like the ranks of the student borrower, mentally obscures your identity and somehow helps convince oneself that, under the guise of a good cause, that your honor, integrity, and word remain intact, even though someone else is paying your bills. No matter what side of this moral aisle you fall on, however, the economics of the issue is a serious one, especially in light of our rampant inflation. Student debt loan forgiveness will only relieve some people of their obligations, while others won't get anything. The hook here is that a lot more money will be printed up to pay for it all, and that will mean more inflation for all of us. There is no free lunch. Somebody always pays. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast is an opinion only, my opinion only, not meant as investment advice, and may not necessarily represent the opinion of this radio station, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. My email is news@moneymanagementradio.com. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for listening.